What's going on, Giants fans? Brendan London here, live from the Players Lounge, the actual New York Giants Players Lounge here in Quest Diagnostics Training Center. We want you guys to bring in your questions. Flood the Facebook with the questions, because if you're looking at this guy right here, he looks a little familiar to most, unfamiliar to some. Evan Engram, first round draft pick, tight end out of Ole Miss. What's going on, man?
Hey, just glad to be here. Everything's finally hitting me. With all the practices and everything getting going. So, head spinning a little bit with the playbook, but I'm having fun enjoying being here.
You're like I said, man, you're going to be a fan favorite here. When you were drafted, I was at the MetLife Stadium with a bunch of the fans. They were going crazy. They're going to love the hair. It's a thing about Giants offensive players and hair here. You'll find out. So, let's go to the questions right now. We've got a guy, PJ. He wants to know, what was your favorite team as a kid?
I grew up in Atlanta. My favorite player was Michael Vick, so I definitely had to be a Falcons fan. I played quarterback, so I always wore number 7, always had the Vick cleats. So the Falcons, I always support them, but Vick was the main reason.
Do you know what cleats you're going to wear this year?
Just some night, probably Nike. I think they're called Untouchables. A lot of guys wear all white here, so I've been watching the Giants the last couple of years. All white looks really good on TV, so I probably rock that a lot.
Man, I wear a size 14. I can't wear all white shoes, man. Feet look like Shaq. All right, we got another one from Hugo. Who was your favorite player when you were young?
Michael Vick is one of them. Loved Tony Gonzalez when he was in Kansas City, and definitely when he came to the Falcons as well. That was by far my favorite tight end.
Nice, man. You know, I'm a 7'5" guy from Virginia, so I grew up watching Michael Vick as well. Yeah. We got a guy, Scott. He wants to know, what current tight end do you compare yourself to? Good question, Scott.
Definitely see a lot of myself in Jordan Reed. He kind of came out the same kind of mold, hybrid tight end. He's a beast, man. I've just been watching him the last couple of years and just watching him grow in the league. And he's so violent after the catch. His routes are so savvy and sets defenders up with ease. So I've definitely see myself in some Jordan Reed.
Man, Jordan Reed is Giants fans. We know who that guy is. He gives us a fit from time to time. Yeah. So hopefully you give the Washington Redskins a fit as well. We got another one from Ed. What's your favorite route to run?
Definitely the corner route.
Okay.
Especially if it's man, I can give something at the top of the route to sell it. It definitely, if I get a clean release and I have you on your heels, it's over with.
Yeah. He's saying that with a lot of confidence. Eli, get that corner route up, baby. So I saw you on one of your highlights, a jump ball. Like, you one of those jump ball tight ends? You like that, or you just like the catch and yak thing?
I like to do both. I love catching the ball and doing something with it, of course. But that jump ball was a corner route, definitely love getting up and going and make those big plays.
We're going to stop talking about the corner route, because we don't want any scouting. We don't want people trying to match you up already. We got one from Nate. Other than being an NFL player, what other job would you be good at? Oh, man.
I think I'd be good in your chair right now. Doing media stuff in front of the camera, asking questions. I mean, you got a personality. I'm taking notes right now, so I definitely see myself doing what you're doing.
Man, you already trying to take my job. You got to worry about taking other people's job. Like,
that's not for a while, so we're good.
All right, man. Yeah. All right. So what did you study in at Ole Miss?
Marketing and communications. Yeah, it was kind of, there's a lot of broadcast stuff in there. So I did a lot of that and some business stuff too.
Well, you're definitely in the place to market yourself and broadcast yourself. New York loves that type of stuff. So what is your goal for the upcoming season, and that's coming from Louis?
Super Bowl bust. I mean, that's the ultimate goal for a team, especially a competitive, great team like we have here in New York with the Giants. So definitely Super Bowl. That's just the way I love to compete. I'm going to do everything I can to help the team accomplish that.
But personally, your personal goals, because you know, all that working out, all that waking up at 5 a.m., there has to be something that wakes you up, that motivates you to get out there and grind after.
Like I said, just being the best I can to help the team. I think if I prepare every day, I put the work in, I'm going to get better. That helps me personally with stats and stuff, but the main focus is helping the team. So I think just me putting all the work in, and my main goal is just being the best I can to help us win games.
I love the PC answers on day one. I love the PC. After a couple of Pro Bowls, the next question is like, you know, buy a new Bugatti with a chair.
No.
All right, we got another one from Eric. Which DB do you look forward to matching up against?
We play the Cardinals this year, so I can't wait to see Tyrann Mathieu.
Honey Badger.
Yeah, I was a huge fan of his at LSU. I think that's the most crazy thing about me coming to this next level is I'm going to be seeing defenders that I've been watching for years. So I think Tyrann Mathieu, I think he covers the slot a lot. I'm really looking forward to competing with him.
All right. We got one more question, and we're going to get from Brian. You know all about Odell, but what's it like now being his teammate? Did he give you a hard time about losing to LSU?
Actually, he did, yeah. We FaceTimed briefly the other day.
Okay.
He asked me about, I think he said, how's it feel losing to LSU every year, but we about to win the Super Bowl. So.
All right.
I already know he's going to be talking junk, but it's cool. Just been watching him for years, and the rest of the guys here, so it's cool to be a part of the team and to get to work with him.
Man, it's a bunch of SEC guys mm-hmm. here, so you're going to be joined all throughout the college football season. And we got one more from Chase. What do you feel you can bring to this Giants offense? You got OBJ, Brandon Marshall, Sterling Shepard, and now Evan Engram. What does Evan Engram bring?
I think I can bring a lot of versatility. Just they can put me anywhere. I know Odell and Brandon are going to get a lot of crazy looks.
Yeah.
So I can, me and Sterling in the slot, or even all three of them get crazy looks, and I can get open, or if I come in and produce well, just really cause fits for the defense. So just be versatile for the offense. A guy that's going to come in here and put the work in and help us win games.
Who's your favorite Giants like tight end? You know, there's Jeremy Shockey here, 6'7", Kevin Balls. He came in my year.
I remember Kevin Balls, but definitely Jeremy Shockey.
Wild guy.
Yeah, he was a beast.
Yeah. All right, we got, I can't pronounce it. Hytish. How do you feel about your blocking?
I feel confident in my blocking. Yeah. I think you have to have a confident mindset to get in the trenches and be physical. So definitely have a lot to work on. I know these coaches here have a plan for me and work on some fundamentals. But just my mentality, you got to be a dog in there in the trenches and getting physical. So I definitely feel confident, but I know I got a lot to work on.
Hey, we got a tight end that wants to be a dog in the blocking. And we saw you dog Myles Garrett on that video. You had a great job blocking him. And you're going to be seeing a lot of these guys. That's it for Live from the Lounge. Evan Engram from the Live from the Players Lounge here at Quest Diagnostics. Say goodbye. Say peace out to
you. Peace out. I'm going to see you guys this season. Best believe we're doing everything we can to get number 5.
Hey, man, go get in that playbook, man.
Definitely.
Thanks for coming out.